Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Bechukosai, Chazak, here in Eretzeinu HaKadosha. We were zeichet to speak many times over the years on the famous Psukim Koy Omer Hashem, Orur HaGever Asher Yivtach Ba'Adam. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, cursed is the man who puts his faith and trust in mankind. V'som Basar Zroyoi, and in flesh and blood, he relies on the strength of them. Umin Hashem Yasur Liboy, and he turns away from believing in Hashem. That person gets a klal l'chas v'shalom. And then the pasuk gives a mashal. Says Yirmiyahu Nabi Yomashal. V'haya ka'aror ba'araba v'lo yirach yavei toy v'shachin chareir ma'midvar eretz melech v'lo yisteishev. It's like a tree, an unsuccessful tree in the desert that has a lot of fear. Things are going to go wrong. Nothing's going to grow out of it. Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach Bashem V'hoya Hashem Mivtachoy. But gebenched, blessed is the man who trusts Hashem, and in Hashem is his faith. V'hoya a mashal for him, Ke'et Shasul Almayim V'al Yuval Yishal Ashrashav, like a tree planted next to the water and is able to send out other saplings and keep on growing and spreading. V'lo Yire Chiyavei Chaim V'hoya Aleyu Ra'anon, no fear of heat, it's always going to be moist. Even in a year of hunger, it always knows it's okay, but like Yomish Me'aseis Peri will never stop making fruit. So we've spoken many times, what is the double Lashon? Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach Bashem, V'hoya Hashem Mivtachoy. We've spoken about this many times, this double Lashon. And by the Orer, Orer HaGever Sheyivtach Ba'adam, V'som Basar Zroyoi, U'min Hashem Yasur Libay. What is this double Lashon? We've spoken about it many times. So I'd like to share with you today, the Sefer Bina Le'itim from Rezaria Fijo, he says an amazing, amazing aside. He says, really, there's also another kasha. L'chaira, there's a beis missing from both psukim. The letter beis, which means within, is missing. Why? First pasuk should have said, "Koyam Hashem, Orer HaGever Asher Yivtach Ba'Adam, cursed is the man who believes in a person." V'sam bibasar zroyoi. It should have said v'sam bibasar. He puts his faith in the flesh. V'sam basar zroyoi is l'chayr incorrect. It shouldn't say he puts the flesh as his strength, as his faith. It should have said he puts his faith in it. That's part of the klala. And the other way around. Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach Bashem V'hoya Hashem Mivtachoy. It should have said V'hoya Bahashem Mivtachoy. That's a question. And of course, again, the double Lashon. What's Baruch HaGever Sheyivtach Bashem V'hoya Hashem Mivtachoy? What's the double Lashon? Or HaGever Sheyivtach Ba'adam V'son Basas Roy. So look at the Bina Le'itim. The Pasuk is speaking about two different things. First of all, of course, the Pasuk Pshat, who do you put your faith in? Who are you relying on? Who are you trusting? Are you trusting man or are you trusting Hashem? That's one thing. But that is not enough to warrant a klala or a bracha. There's another nekuda. This is the chiddush of the Bina Le'itim. Besides trusting in Hashem, or chas v'shalom, trusting in a human being, there's another aspect, and that is, what are you trusting Him about? What are you busy with? What is your concerns that you need to trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu or chas v'shalom with someone else? What is occupying your mind? Is it gashmiyus things or ruchiyus things? Of course, we need to think about both of them. I'm going to get back to that in a moment. Of course, we think about gashmiyus, we think about ruchiyus. But what is really my concern? What is really my worry? Is my real worry is about physical things or is about spirituality? Zakta bina le'itim, that if someone puts his faith in human beings, it's terrible. But what does he put his faith in human beings concerning? Concerning his food, his parnasa. But he wasn't even thinking about spirituality. It's bad, but it's not Oror. Oror has two aspects. Oror HaGever Sheyivtach Ba'Adam. Why is he trusting in a man? That's one thing. V'som Basar Zroyoi. He doesn't say V'som Bibasar Zroyoi. Because Basar Zroyoi is the topic of his concern. All he cares about is Gashmias. And that Gashmias, which is all he cares about, he's worrying about with a human being. That's terrible. The only thing he's ever worried about is Gashmias. And what does he do about it? He trusts in man. That person, unfortunately, gets a full Orer. On the other hand, the opposite side. Baruch HaGever, to get a full Bracha, is two things. First of all, Sheyivtach Bashem, you have to trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, V'hoya Hashem Yivtachai. It doesn't say V'hoya Ba Hashem Yivtachai. In Hashem is his faith. His faith is concerned. His topic is spirituality. It's his main thing he's worried about. So if someone trusts in Hashem to take care of his physical needs, but he's not concerned about his spirituality, then unfortunately, he doesn't get this bracha. Of course, Chas v'Shalom, he's not an Arar. He doesn't warrant his bracha. So those are the two nekudos that each one of these tukim are saying. Based on this, Sefer Labina Le'itim himself explains another couple of psukim. First of all, there's a pasuk in Eicha that says, Toiv Hashem la'koivav. Kadosh Baruch Hu is good to those that hope to Him. Le'nefesh shidrashenu, those that search with their nefesh. So Labina Le'itim says that's a double thing in the pasuk. Toiv Hashem la'koivav means those that are hoping to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's first of all. They hope to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not enough. The nefesh tidrishenu means that they're concerned and they're searching for spirituality. That's what really what they care about mostly. And that's pshat, as the Medrash says in Eicha, toiv Hashem l'koivav, yochar l'kol. You think to everybody, Hashem maybe is toiv to all those that hope to Him. Tamaloy mar l'nefesh tidrishenu, only nefesh tidrishenu. What's going on? Toiv Hashem l'koivav, Hashem is not good to all those that hope to Him. Why not? So Tarek says, because it has to be about something spiritual. If your whole concern, the only thing that's occupying your mind is Gashmias, then Hashem is not necessarily going to answer all your Gashmias requests. You have some very, you want to have another helicopter for your collection, doesn't mean that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to go over along and give it to you. But if it's in Ruchnias, and you're really hoping that Kadosh Baruch Hu, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you with this, says the Bina Le'itim. Bina Le'itim Zekadmin. And another pasuk explains beautifully, I'll be this, is the pasuk in Tehillim, everybody knows, in Shira Malis, Kivisi Hashem, Kivis Onashi, Livroi Yecholti. He says, that's a double lashon. Kivisi Hashem, first of all, I hope it to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kivis Onashi, and my hope is a nefesh tikkun thing, it's a spiritual aspect, that which I'm hoping towards Him. And there's many, many psukim which everybody who learns this piece of Torah could apply to. You'll find this applies to so many places in your Siddur, and in your Tehillim, and other places, based on this Mahalach. Before I go on, I just want to add, I was thinking according to this, this could be the two mishalim that Yirmiyahu Navi gives in the Haftarah also. For the Arar, he says, V'hoyo ka'arar ba'arava, v'lo yirachi yavoy toif, v'shachan charir ma'midbar, eretz m'lecha v'lo yisesh. If he speaks about, it's like a tree growing in bad land, and nothing good's going to come out of it. So he means to say in the double lashon, first of all, he's in a bad place. You're in the wrong place. You want to be a tree, a successful tree, don't be in the middle of the desert. And besides that, nothing good is ever going to come out of it, because anyways, it's not even a tree that produces fruit. But in the second pasuk, I was thinking, Baruch HaGever, V'hoyo ke'eit shosel al-mayim, V'al yuva shalach ishar shiroshav, V'la yirach yavi chayim, V'hoyo alei aranon. First of all, it's in a good place. It's trusting in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the end of the pasuk, V'la yomish mi'asayis peri, is producing fruit, because it has a good topics, it has good essence to itself besides where it's at. Share with you a little bit more what I found from Svarim speak about based on this Bina Le'itim. What I found in Svarim, looking in the Sefer Bris Avram. So this is a Sefer from before the war. He explains different psukim at Tehillim, and he writes that can be shot in Kaili, Esther Amalek, whoever wrote Kavbeis on Yalas HaShachar, Kaili, Lama HaZavtani, why are you leaving me, says the Mishayir, Halei Rokhoik Misho Asi Divri Shagasi. The things that I'm screaming to you about are not about saving me, it's about Yiddishkeit. I'm not concerned about myself, Hashem. So why, Hashem, aren't you answering me? And then he says, Elikai Ekra, I'm calling to you about alikaidik of things, about spiritual things, about godly things. Yoimam, I'm calling to you by all day, v'lei sana, v'layla, v'lei demili. I call to you about these spiritual things. Hashem, why don't you answer me? Kivisom nafshi, speaking about, I'm asking you about spirituality. Hashem, you're supposed to answer me then. And I saw in the Sefer V'lava Shakoyin, from a Svardi Sefer, an old Svardi Sefer, found this in Eitzra Chochma. Based on this Bina Le'itim, he says an amazing vart. There's a very famous medrash which we've spoken about so many times, and everybody's heard pshatim on this. The main medrash maybe of Parshas Miketz, Rashi brings at the end of Parshas Vayeshev, it's a medrash right at the beginning of Miketz. Pasuk says, to the medrash, Ashri ha-gever shesom Hashem miftachoi, this is not the pasuk in the Haftarah, this is a pasuk in Tehillim, Ashri, doesn't say Baruch, Ashri ha-gever shesom Hashem miftachoi, fortunate, let's say, is the man who puts his faith in Hashem, who leifana el rahavim, he doesn't turn to empty, wasteless things. He doesn't turn to silly, nonsense things. So the Medrash says, who's this pasuk going on, Yosef? The Medrash goes on and says, going on Yosef. And the Medrash says, because he told the Sarah Mashkim, he requested a little bit too much from the Sarah Mashkim to remember him favorably. Because of that, he got punished and he had to stay in jail 2 more years. So everybody asks on this Medrash. The Bino Leitim himself, another place, asks. It's a very famous question on this Medrash. The Beis Halevi, Al-Tayr, others form. This Medrash seems to be praising Yosef. It says, the Ashri Agever, Shosam Hashem Yiftachoi, is Yosef. But the end of the Pasuk, the Medrash Darsins, V'lei Pana Al-Rahavim, didn't turn to emptiness. That is going on Yosef also, that he turned to Avodah Zarah, or to Mitzrayim, Sarah Mashkim, or to Chazanan Avodah Zarah, but not full HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his faith. And the Medrash kind of has like a taina on him. So what's going on? Is it good? Is it bad? Teretz is, this Pasuk, unlike the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, is really speaking about both things in the same Pasuk. Baruch, Ashrei HaGever, Asher Sam Hashem Yiftachoi. Ashrei HaGever, I just lost the Pasuk. The Pasuk that we said, Ashrei HaGever, Asher Sam Hashem Yiftachoi, says, Medrash Goyim Yosef, you know why? Because the first part of the Pasuk says, Ashrei HaGever, Sam Hashem Yiftachoi, this is his topic. His topic is spirituality. This is what concerns him. This is what he needs. This is what he's missing in his life. This is what worries him. So does he go to his rebbeim and they go to courses? Or does he turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Be'ikar? Does he look for some easy, safer that will explain him everything? Or is he sitting davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara says, and the Nida, you want to be Matzliach in Torah, besides being Ma'ariv Yeshiva, besides learning a lot, you have to daven. So is he trusting HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his spirituality also? In his mitzvahs? In his avayis Hashem? Does he also put bitachin in that? That's the first part of the pasuk until him. Baruch Ashrei HaGever Shasam Hashem Yiftachoi. The end of the pasuk, Leipana El Rahavim, says, and besides what your topic is, Leipana El Rahavim, don't try to solve it, whatever your problem might be. Don't solve it by turning to Rahavim, to empty things. So the first half of the pasuk is speaking about the topic. Second half of the pasuk is talking about who you turn to. And the Medrash says that this pasuk is shtickle. Is going on Yosef. Because Yosef, of course, the only reason why he wanted to go out of jail, there's no question, was for Ruchnius. Like he even tells us, Sarah Mashkim, Kigunav Ganafti Meretz Ivrim, stresses, I'm missing the Yid, and I want to be able to live more of a Yiddish life, and I cannot do it here in jail. It was about Ruchnius. He wasn't going out because he needed to breathe better, or he wanted better food, or because it was too dark in there. He wanted to go out for Ruchnius. So Enochanami on him, it said, Ashrei HaGever Ashesam Hashem Yiftachoi. Who's that? That's Yosef. But Leipano Rehavim is a taina that he was a little bit too much ishtadlus, even in the ruchniest thing that he wanted, by saying a little bit too much to the Sarah Mashkim. That's the second half of the pasuk. So mamish, you have these two things, and that's why actually this pasuk doesn't say Baruch HaGever in Tehillim, just says Ashrei, because for Baruch you need to have both things, like we said. And this pasuk is describing someone who didn't necessarily have a full pana al Hashem. It's way pana al Rahavim, you could say, right? Yosef wasn't pana al Rahavim, but it wasn't completely that he was pana al Hashem completely according to this criticism of Chazal that they're teaching us over here. So that's why this Medrash uses both halves for Yosef, because of course his topic was Ruchnis, but how he dealt with it was a little bit for his Madrego lacking. Before we come to the end of the Haftarah Shir, I want to mention that it's very, very famous. A lot of Svarim, the Siddur Isha Yisrael, from Siddur Hagra, Zakdamid Rosh Hashanah, and many other places, that Tefillah on Rosh Hashanah is not supposed to be about yourself. It says, they bring from the Zayar into Kuni Zayar, that people that on Rosh Hashanah, they just go over and they just ask for their own personal requests, are like dogs that are barking and say, Hav, 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 give, 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 give. Give me life, give me this, give me that, give me health, give me wealth. You're not supposed to do that. Rosh Hashanah is supposed to be focusing, very famous, supposed to be focusing on Ruchnius, on Malchus Shemayim. Supposed to be focusing on what Hashem needs. And that's the most of our Rosh Hashanah davening is speaking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Melech, you should be more Kiddush Hashem in the world. And the Zayar says very strongly that someone does it like a dog. The Malachim have tainus on them. But I heard from my Rebbeim in Yeshiva, and this, you can find this in all different ways of saying this, B'shem Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, and there's a lot of different nuschais. He probably spoke about it a lot. Rabbi Yisrael said, I'm going to say it the way I heard it way I heard it from my Rebbeim, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that nowadays, right, when did he live? Almost 200 years ago. Rabbi Yisrael said like this, 150. Rabbi Yisrael said that nowadays, anybody who only talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about Ruchnius and doesn't mention his Gashmius is fooling himself. Why? Listen carefully, why? Because he does care about it. There's nobody nowadays who could say he doesn't care about his Gashmius. He cares about it. He wants his food. He wants his bed. Nobody wants water dripping into their ceiling. So on their level, everybody has some type of Gashmius. If he doesn't dive into Hashem, what does that mean? He's saying, Hashem, don't worry, I'll take care of that myself. Hashem, I need your help with Ruchnius. I need your help with Kvayt Shamayim. I need your help with Kiddush Hashem. But as far as Gashmius goes, that's good, I can take care of that. And that's Kfirah, to say you can take care of it. That's Kvayt Shem Yadi. So once upon a time, said Rabbi Yisrael, Klai Yisrael were such a madrega, when they would focus on Ruchnius, they taka didn't care at all about their Gashmius, they didn't need a daven it. But he said nowadays, and there are places in the Siddur, anyways, Rosh Hashanah, where we mention it, but Rabbi Yisrael says, you do have to take our time on Rosh Hashanah and speak about Gashmius. But still, even B'chol Zos, our Shir is stressing, of course, the main thing that should be concerning a person is all the Ruchnius in Nachas from the children and the Ruchnius took away. Ruchnius, Ruchnius, Ruchnius. We'll finish. There's another pasuk in Haftarah, the end of Haftarah, it says, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. Kadosh Baruch Hu is the hope, right? Kaveh El Hashem. He's the hope of the Jewish people. Kol Yisvecha Yivayishu. Whoever leaves Hashem dries out. Mikveh, the Hatikva, right? What's the Hatikva? The non-religious have this song, called Hatikva. And they write that for 2,000 years we've been hoping, Hatikva, what is Tikva Shnot Alpayim? What's for 2,000, what have we been hoping? To Yisrael, to Medinat Yisrael. That's not true. Kavi Hashem is always only about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For 2,000 years we're just hoping to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavi Hashem, Chazak Amitzvecha, Kavi Hashem, Visi Hashem, Kivaso Nafshi, Chas V'Shalom, Hatikva is only to Hashem. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, we hope towards Hashem, says the Navi. If you leave it, you dry out. But everybody knows, a lot of us saying this yesterday on Lag BaOmer, Rabbi Kiva, at the end of Maseches Yuma Darshins, on this pasuk, Ma mikveh mitaris hakmeim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitaris Yisrael. See, he darshin that mikveh Yisrael Hashem, even though it means hope, he darshin, it's a lashon like a mikveh, where you immerse in a mikveh. So we spoke about it once in the Shir, why he didn't learn Kipshutai, very nice. I just want to mention today that Rabbi Kiva's drasha of that Hashem is a mikvah, that's Mataris Atmeim, because Rabbi Mataris Yisrael, really fits in very well with the Pashup Shat. Because we explained today in the Shir that mikvah Yisrael hoping to Hashem is not just hoping to Hashem, it's about also what do you hope to Him about. I hope to Him about spiritual things, and we said, someone hopes to Hashem just for physical things, you're not necessarily going to get it. There's no reason you should. But if you decide that what's important, what I'm looking for, and what I'm worried about, mainly, is Ruchnius, and you hope with that, and you trusting and begging Hashem for that, then you're going to get it. So it comes out like we explained today. There's really two things. There's what are you concerned about, and who are you putting your hope in? And it's really all about both those things together. And that seems to me like a mikvah. You're surrounded by it. It's like you're immersed in it. It's not just who I'm hoping towards. It's something that's covering me. It's something that it's all about. So Rabbi Kiva's drasha, that you're in the mikvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is because you don't just hope towards Hashem, you're also thinking about spiritual, thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And someone who lives like that is in a mikvah with Hashem. And he'll be zoicha, that ma mikvah metaris atmeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, metaris Yisrael, v'mher v'yameinu, good Shabbos, chazak chazak, v'nis chazek.